The conflict in Afghanistan may not be over, but many refugees have returned home. The photographer Zalmay Ahad was a refugee himself, fleeing Kabul at the age of 15. Recently, he returned to his native country to meet former refugees as they try to rebuild their lives. He photographed men carrying all their possessions and children returning to school. His pictures capture the brilliant colors of a country bathed in mysterious sunlight.
I went all over the country a few times, from south, north, east, west, to see how it looked like rebuilding a country. But I traveled almost a year and a half in Afghanistan. Right now they have some hope, and I think my work was to see how it looked like this hope.
I'm flipping through this book of photographs, and I see here a picture of a woman who's described as a widow. Her young daughter nearby is not. She's looking right at the camera, and there's sunlight falling right on her face. Who were these people?
Yes, it was very interesting. This woman, her husband was killed by the Taliban, and I spent like a day and a half to just follow her life. She is inside a bakery, and she worked alone with her two daughters. She said, the problem we had in Afghanistan is mostly because of education. If we had a good system education, I think the situation could be very different. And she was working like 12 hours a day for less than $2 a day she make. And the only thing for her is to send her daughter to the school.
And the last few photographs that I see here, the last eight in your collection, are close-ups of the faces of men and boys staring directly at your camera. Just the different races and ethnicities that seem to be represented here. People who look Asian, people who look South Asian, people who look European.
Yes, that's Afghanistan. We are very mixed people. And that's the geographic position of Afghanistan. And their face show how is we are different and how we can be in the same country. All of them, they are Afghan. And of course, why I was doing this portrait, because most of the time the photographer, when you take pictures, you try to be invisible. But for this project, I wish to bring face to face the viewer and the Afghans. And I think the end of the book, the Afghan have some face, and viewer can see they are totally normal people, and they have the same hope as we have here, and they trust on their future. And I think we have to give some human face, human emotion on this part of the world, because sometimes Afghanistan is too far away, but at the same time it's not.
Zalmay Ahad's book of photographs is called Return Afghanistan. Today, an exhibit of those photographs opens at the National Geographic Museum here in Washington, D.C. Zalmay will soon be taking the pictures to Kabul, where they will be displayed in an Afghan school.